Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 1 o'clock, we'll go around the NFC East. The Giants look terrible. The Cowboys are coming off a dud. The Eagles look competitive in game, even against a good Kansas City club. Will Brinson at that time, 106.7 The Fan. Right now, let's go to the hotline. Welcome onto the show, Craig Hoffman, who's our Redskins beat reporter. Craig, the Redskins are all kinds of banged up, a plethora of players coming off the field with different injuries. What might linger? Who may miss Sunday night against Oakland?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we're going to know a lot more after today's practice. The players had the last 2 days off, which is atypical. Normally Mondays after games, they have off, just a little bit of recovery and film study. And then Tuesdays, there's a walkthrough of some kind, and they were off completely the last 2 days, in part to recover from the West Coast trip, in part to make sure that these guys who are hurt can heal. I think Rob Kelly with the cartilage injury in his ribs is something worth watching. Although the fact that it's not a rib fracture is certainly encouraging and should help his cause moving forward. Monte Nicholson obviously did not return after he got hurt in the second half of that game. So his status is going to be a little bit up in the air. And then it's just a matter of, you know, is it pain tolerance? Is it functionality after some of that adrenaline goes away, of guys like Mason Foster, who were able to return, Josh Norman, who was able to return, and how do they look? Are they limited at all this week in practice, and how does that affect their performance on Sunday? But I think all those guys are going to play.
Craig, Oakland's terrific. I think they're really, really good. To me, the best way to do it, and I think I've heard you say this on the air as well, the best way to get them is to kind of re-rack that game plan you had against the Los Angeles Rams. Do you think any of that you're going to be able to carry over against this Oakland Raiders club where you run the ball down their throat?
I don't know if you'll be able to run it down their throats, but I do think that should be your plan. I think they have similar personnel along their front, in that the best way to stop Khalil Mack and Bruce Irvin from getting a good pass rush is to not let them pass rush. You know, you fire off the ball and you hit them because they're not small guys, and they're not weak by any means, but relatively speaking, they're more fast than they are strong. So if you can take the game to them in that way and make them think twice about firing off the ball because they might get hit by a pulling guard on a run play like you did with Aaron Donald, you did with Robert Quinn, you did with Michael Brockers and the Rams, I think that's a good game plan. Also, they are so loaded on offense. We talk about the Redskins' weapons all the time and how good they are and how good they have been the past couple of years. The Raiders have just as many weapons, and they probably actually have more because I think their running backs are better than what the Redskins have had the past couple of years. And so anytime you can keep Derek Carr and his full complement of weapons on the bench, then you're in much better shape. So I do think that's probably the best game plan. I doubt Jay's going to tell us that today because coaches aren't really into giving game plans out of the media. But we'll certainly ask him if a similar game plan could be in order and see what he says.
Craig Hoffman's our Redskins beat reporter. He joins us on Grant and Danny, latest on the Skins on 106.7 The Fan. Other than the obvious running the ball and not letting those guys pin their ears back, let's talk pass protection. It's still not great. You go back and watch, there was a play-action shot to Josh Doctson that was available and wide open if LaValle doesn't get beat and Samaje Perine helps him out a little bit on a play where Cousins got sacked. And after that, Jay Gruden didn't really call many more plays down the field. How do they clean that up?
Yeah, it's still some of the same annoying stuff, the mistargeting. There's another play where Brandon Scherff just lets Alec Ogletree, their middle linebacker, go free, and Chris Thompson runs around out of the backfield, and someone's supposed to have that guy. He was probably your Mike linebacker on that play, which is in any kind of protection is accounted for. And that means they misidentified the Mike linebacker. And stuff like that can't be happening at the NFL level. So it's one, are you targeted correctly? Are you aligned? Does everyone understand who they are supposed to block? And then from there, it's just as simple as winning. You know, you can't get beat, and especially you can't get beat inside quickly. You don't have the time to make that work for any kind of down-the-field shot. And, you know, the other thing, too, is on some of this deeper stuff, you're anticipating being able to step up. If you have nowhere to step up and step into the throw, then Kirk you know, is never going to get that ball off. And Doxson had a couple. I believe there was another play where Vernon Davis was open down the field and Kirk was never able to let it go. So, I mean, their offense obviously was productive on Sunday, but it's got so much more potential if it's got a deep passing attack. And that stuff takes time. And the offensive line thus far this season has not been able to give Kirk any kinds of time.
At Craig Hoffman, must follow if you care about the Washington Redskins, covers them. For 106.7 The Fan, Hoff, this, I feel like no matter what you do against Oakland, you're going to drink some poison. It's a matter of whether you want arsenic, nightshade, or some other kind of variety here. How do you? What's the best strategy? Because I think they're going to get something, whether it's smashing you in the mouth with that running game and Marshawn Lynch, or on the outside, Cooper Crabtree. To me, I just can't live with those guys getting anything easy. I'll make Oakland run it and dink and dunk underneath to Jared Cook and otherwise. Is that the best recipe to stop them? Because they're awfully good on offense.
I mean, they're really, really good, but it also comes down to the Redskins personnel, right? Do you trust your corners? I kind of do. I trust Josh Norman, and I trust Bishop Breland. I'm not letting Marshawn Lynch and Jalen Richard beat me. And I mentioned Richard because he's a big play waiting to happen in the running game. So if you're trying to prevent big plays, it can't just be loading up on the outside and not letting Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree beat you. You've got to account for big plays in the running game, and I'm bottling those guys up. And you know, it sounds silly to make Derek Carr beat you, but I think that's probably the best way is to make him take some chances. Like, go ahead, try to throw deep against Josh Norman, and let's see if Norman can get his hands on a ball. Same thing with Breland. See if he can get his hands on a ball, force a turnover. I mean, obviously, you'd rather everything be dink and dunk, and that's what's going to happen. If you make them throw and Norman and Breland do their job on the outside on the deeper stuff, then it's going to be, you know, dump-offs to the tight end, dump-offs to the running backs, and then hopefully Zach Bryan and Mason Foster can run those guys down. DJ Swearinger, DeShazer, Everett, Monte Nicholson can run those guys down and keep everything short and underneath. And they've been so good at that and rallying to the ball so far this season. So, you know, I don't think there's a great strategy, like you said, Danny, but they're just so potent and they have weapons all over the place. You know, if you're making them run the ball, you're making Marshawn Lynch and Jalen Richard and Cordell Patterson beat you. Well, they're capable of beating you. If you make their passing game beat you, Derek Carr, Michael Crabtree, and Amari Cooper are capable of beating you. So I think what you have to do is look at your own personnel and see where you feel like your best use of your resources is. And I think it's going to be dedicating some of those resources and a mindset to stopping the run and then letting Josh Norman and Bishop Breland do their work on the outside.
Our Redskins beat reporter is Craig Hoffman. He joins us on Grant and Danny. This is a related question, but there's been a lot of talk about how much better the defense is, and Danny and I are praising that group. I think there were similar conversations happening a couple weeks into last year. They're about to play way better weapons, to the point that you just made. I wonder if this is the reveal game, if this is when we actually find out how much better is Kendall Fuller. What kind of year is Bishop Breland going to have? Because Crabtree, Cooper, Derek Carr, even Marshawn Lynch, I mean, this is a level or two up from what they've been facing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's weird because I think that's a completely fair question. But at the same time, if they lose to the Oakland Raiders, who score a lot of points on them, that just makes them another team that the Oakland Raiders have scored a lot of points on. So the fact that they're good and most teams will have trouble stopping them doesn't mean that this defense isn't better and hasn't been playing better. What has stood out to me, Grant, on tape the first 2 weeks of the season is just how prepared they are and how quickly they are reacting compared to last year. I mean, they are on tape just flying around, and you can see how quickly they're reacting to things like screens. And, you know, Kendall Fuller, again, is shooting the gap on some of these screen plays. And he did it again last week on a key third down in the red zone where a running back goes in motion and he's all over it. And the wide receiver who's supposed to block him doesn't have time to react because he's anticipating Fuller kind of waiting, dropping back. And instead, he just fires his gun and goes. Same thing, Zach Brown. He just fires his gun and goes. I mean, he's so fast. And it's such a different thing. DJ Swearinger, you watch him clean up plays and you just go, that hasn't happened on this defense since Sean Taylor was here. He's that much of a difference maker. So the talent and personnel is better. The scheme is better. The decision-making is better. Everything is just better about this defense. Does that mean they're going to stop Oakland? No, because they're great. But they're better, and I feel pretty comfortable saying that, even though it has been just two games.
Craig Hoffman, just firing guns and going. Always love it, buddy. Appreciate the time.
You got it. Talk to you boys later this week.
There's our Redskins beat reporter. You're listening to Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. 0-2 teams generally don't make the playoffs. We're going to analyze the 0-2 NFL teams and try to find a playoff contender among them next on 106.7 The Fan.
Guys, you got to do it. You've got to do what I have done. You will have a blast. What am I talking about? Draft. It's that simple. Draft. Draft.com or draft app in your app store. I was in 5 drafts this past week. I won about $5. It was great. All it is so much fun. Year-long fantasy football, what's the best part? The draft. Week-to-week fantasy football, daily fantasy, what's the best part? Not being tied into the same players and being able to play the matchups. Draft combines the best of both worlds, and you get to have unique lineups that are only yours. You don't share them with thousands of other people in daily fantasy. That's what makes drafts so special. Live snake drafts take about 5 minutes. They go quick. You set it and forget it like it's a rotisserie chicken. I love these guys. They are so much fun. And right now, you get a cool deal. Limited time. New players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use my promo code. That's 1067, Danny. That's right. Real money game for free just for using my promo code. Once you do it, you'll want to keep coming back. I'm playing probably 4 or 5 more this week because it is so much fun. Again, that promo code is 1067, Danny. Go to draft.com or search for draft in the App Store.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.